Napoleon Hill was an American author from the early 1900s and one of the first self-help gurus. He once wrote that desire is the starting point of all achievement, not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything. But my question is, what is the source of that desire? Is it flesh or spirit? Are you motivated by your desire for the secular or the sacred? Well, the theme of this meditation from Romans chapter 8 is transformation. And I pray this contemplation will help you live according to the Spirit, that you will encounter the Holy Spirit and be transformed by His awakening, changed by His power, and defined by the truth that He dwells within you. So to begin, whether at first or last light, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine sanctuary to rest in the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A moment to encounter the transforming experience of being breathed on by the breath of God. Allow your eyes to begin to close. And if possible, rest your hands open in your lap to receive. Expect to receive with great anticipation. Settle deeper now into wherever you are, turning inward and centering on the holy presence of God. Continue by listening to this responsive reading from Acts chapter 1, and as I lead us, respond, Holy Spirit, come. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. You will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So, Holy Spirit, come. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witnesses to tell people about me. So, Holy Spirit, come. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. So, Holy Spirit, come. Let this time of stillness continue as you spend a few more moments now being mindful of the transforming work of the Holy Spirit in and through you. By God's grace, the Spirit of God is present. So encounter His peace now. Surrender your mind and just take note of your thoughts. Watch as worldly thoughts of the flesh appear on your left and just drift on by to your right. Note them, but give them no power as they drift along. Note the presence, too, of the breath of God. Note transformed thoughts of life and peace. Let your mind settle there as you whisper, Holy Spirit, come. Consent to the call of the Holy Spirit. Consent to God's presence and action within you, and center on the Holy Spirit transforming your heart and mind. Your mind will drift. That's to be expected. Don't condemn yourself for that, but rather celebrate your wandering thoughts as the Holy Spirit transforming your mind. Center now on life and peace. Whisper, Holy Spirit, come. Allow the life and peace of the Holy Spirit to become your centering prayer. Center two on your breathing. Take several belly breaths in through your nose. Hold it for a moment. Then slowly release it through your mouth. Just notice each breath. Be mindful of each breath as a sacred symbol of your consent to God's presence. Let each breath remind you of the pneuma, the breath of God. Each breath centering you on the presence of the Holy Spirit. Even as you center on your breathing, you may still notice your mind drift. Allow it to drift as you center back on your breathing and whispering the words, Holy Spirit, come. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and soaking in the presence of the Holy Spirit's transforming work in and around you. Now encounter the Holy Spirit even closer as you listen to this passage. The first of three readings from Romans chapter 8, verse 6, and I'll begin in the New American Standard Bible. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. What in the passage were you most grateful to hear? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. What will you hold on to from this second reading? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to be transformed by the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. listen once more, but consider it now from the Common English Bible. The attitude that comes from selfishness leads to death, but the attitude that comes from the Spirit leads to life and peace. So the attitude that comes from selfishness is hostile to God. It doesn't submit to God's law, because it can't. People who are self-centered aren't able to please God. But you aren't self-centered. Instead, you are in the Spirit, if in fact God's Spirit lives in you. What in the passage brought you the deepest peace? Well, wait here in prayer, expecting the mercy of God to reveal His Spirit to you now. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen now from the Amplified Version. Now the mind of the flesh is death, both now and forever, because it pursues sin. But the mind of the Spirit is life and peace, the spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God, both now and forever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation now? We'll spend another minute in solitude, surrendering your mind to the transforming love, guidance, and conviction of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come. While resting in imaginative contemplation, take several moments now to encounter the Holy Spirit of God with your senses. Meet the Spirit of God with your eyes now. Just let your eyes drift to a soft gaze. What do you see that reminds you of the Holy Spirit? Now hear with new ears. What do you hear? It points you back to thoughts of the divine. Even smell and taste. You smell or taste anything that draws you closer into an experience with the Holy Presence. Finally, encounter the Holy Spirit now within your body. Scan your body. Experience His life and peace. For this next minute, surrender to the transforming work of the Holy Spirit, bringing you from death to life. Experience the divine Spirit of God by what you see, by what you hear, smell, taste, and even touch. Encounter the reality of your mind being transformed into one of life and peace. Return once more to your breathing. A whispered breath of meditation. Holy Spirit, come. And be mindful too of others you meet that are living according to the flesh. How might the Holy Spirit use you to guide another to be transformed and live according to the ways of God? Now please accept this closing benediction. To remember that a mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. So may you know the life of Christ, the peace of the Holy Spirit, and be transformed by the breath of God. And Father God, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.